Rick Santorum headed in a different direction after his wins on Tuesday. Here's NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas.
North Texas was a good choice for former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum to keep his campaign's momentum going. He met with evangelical pastors in the morning, Tea Partiers in the afternoon, and a Republican women's group at night.
It is our pleasure to introduce to you Rick Santorum. Give him a Texas welcome.
It's great to be in Texas. I can't think of a better place to be. Can't think of a better place to be to celebrate the victory for conservatives that we had in Minnesota and in Missouri and in the state of Colorado last night, where conservatives were heard.
Santorum started off by focusing on President Obama, describing him as weak on defense.
It's about a president who is an appeaser-in-chief, someone who has been betraying, and I say that word deliberately, betraying some of the best allies that we have, maybe our best ally in Israel.
The former Pennsylvania senator described a country divided into two.
You look at the map of this country, and you look at where the traditional values are still held, and you'll see a sea of red.
Santorum focused mostly on social issues, and while he talked about the need for more jobs, his statements tended more toward the general than the specific.
People say, Rick, you're a social conservative, and you know you need to talk more about the economy. Strong families and building a strong family unit is good for the economy.
With his victories on Tuesday, Santorum has moved up from an also-ran to perhaps the top challenger to former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. And last night, he began to draw distinctions, for example, on the issue of health care.
The other major candidate in this race, Governor Romney's plan, is exactly Obamacare. I've studied it. I've looked at it. In every major way, it is exactly Obamacare. We need to have someone who's going to go out and paint that vision of what America looks like versus Barack Obama. We need to make him and his failed policies the issue in this race. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the best candidate to do that.
Maine is the next state up in the GOP primary, but Santorum has done precious little campaigning there, and Romney and Texas Congressman Ron Paul are the undisputed favorites, at least for now. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.